Yeah.
Kind of related to that, I was wondering if you could say a little bit about the relics. Because I know, like, in traditional Buddhist countries, like the Buddha images, those take on all kinds of mythology and things like that. But I was just wondering how you understand and what your kind of thoughts about enshrining the relics. So.
Well, I don't know. You know, in the sense that there's something different about it. But there's also, you know, I've just had so much experience. But I try not to make too much of a, say, too mystical, kind of woo-woo out there. But, yeah, there is something that is kind of different, and trying to come up with some scientific explanation is just frustrating, but not making it too, you know, just sort of saying, yeah, there something's out of the ordinary. And it can't, you know, not looking for an explanation or not looking for some sort of special, 'cause we've got a lot of relics, but, you know, don't really draw a whole lot of attention to them. I don't throw them away either. So, you know, there is a so both in terms of, say, relics that are purported to be of the Buddha, manifesting on their own, you know, it happens. Or the, say, the ashes or cremated remains of somebody who's considered to be enlightened, changing their. Yeah, it's just something different. You know, why it's that, I have no idea. But it does seem to be a possibility. And different, just the different ways that they, appearances, how they appear, so that, say, like Ajahn Mun's relics, especially the ones, like I saw his relics in probably 1976. I've never gone back. But I saw his relics in 1976 at Watsuda Wat, where he was cremated. And they had a shrine and a jetty for him, and they had some. I mean, it's hard to make a museum out of these forest monks' stuff because they didn't have much. But you know, well, the focal point in the feature is their relics, and with Ajahn Mun's, you could really see very clearly where the bone was changing to very clear crystal, and I don't know what they're like now, you know, in terms of, you know, have they all changed to very clear crystal over there? But it's very, you could see where it was bone turning to very, very clear crystal. We've got a relic of Lumpu Khao. It's up in the behind the Buddha image and up at the ordination platform. And there's his were very, very beautiful. They're kind of like an amethyst, or like a purpley color. They're quite clear, but kind of an amethyst color. And why that's like that, I don't know. Or seeing pictures of like Meiji Gao, very beautiful relics. Master Hua, I mean, his are really variegated and have almost like a jade-like quality to them. Ajahn Chah's, very different. His weren't small, they were kind of almost like coral, kind of large and they're quite different. Who knows? I mean, he always did things different. And then how relics can multiply story I'd like to tell is about my mom. She is one of the most practical. She's definitely not sort of California woo-woo. when my dad was very ill, and I went back first time, as I was leaving, Ajahn Mahaamon knew I was going back to visit my dad. I didn't know exactly how he was, because he had kidney failure, and going to see how he was doing. And so he gave me, I can't remember, it was 5 or 7 relics. He said, give this to your parents. So I went back and I told my parents, and these are Buddha relics and given by a very senior monk, disciple of Ajahn Chah, very concerned for you. And he said, and they said, well, what do we do with these? I said, well, put them in a high place. Don't put them in a low ordinary place, or put them in a place of respect. Put them in a place where you have other things that you have some respect for, keep good sila, keep good precepts, and take care of them, and my mom took them from. It was one of the things that she, she kept sort of getting rid of stuff all the time, it'd be about 5-6 years ago. I was at my sister's, and my mom kind of pulled me aside from the, because my sisters and nieces and nephews are all sort of brothers and whatnot, siblings, or it was a gathering, and they pulled me aside, and she's, "What's with these relics?" I said, "What do you mean, what's with his relics?" "Well, I looked after them just like you said and kept them, and I haven't looked at them for years, and one day I was cleaning and I thought, opened them up and took a look. And there was a whole bunch in there." So that's a good thing. I said, you just keep looking after them, keep the precept, because they can disappear as well. So yeah, they're who knows what that this is one of the more unlikely candidates, but you know.